In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow, subscribe, rate, and review. My guest is Melanie Vammon. She went sailing with me recently on the inaugural or maiden voyage of the Underground Garage cruise. We recorded this interview just as we were about to set sail. Her music resume includes playing in both the Pandoras and the Muffs, but on board the ship, she performed with our very own Palmyra Delran in the Coolies. Their latest single is Bad Bad Boy out on Wicked Cool Records and was a recent coolest song of the world. We'll hear a portion of that now, followed by my chat with Melanie on your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage.
I've been thinking about you, boy, 'cause what they say, it makes no sense to me, and you're so good to me, my boy, and they don't hear it when I defend you. Now I'm crying, they think I'm lying, they tell me to do better, there's nothing lasts forever, and I'm hiding what I know is true. I'm looking for some fun and maybe little trouble with you, 'cause you're my bad, bad boy.
This is the Mighty Manfred in Little Stephen's Underground Garage, and man, we've got a very special coolest conversations today as we're going to set sail in a couple hours now on our very first Little Stephen's Underground Garage cruise, headed from here in Miami to Nassau and the Bahamas. And my guest is Melanie Vammon of the Coolies. Now, she was also in the Pandoras and the Muffs, both of those groups, as well as the Coolies also featured the late Kim Shattuck. She passed away in 2019 from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. The Coolies lineup also includes our very own Palmyra Delran. And their latest single, Bad Bad Boy, is out on Wicked Cool Records. It's this week's coolest song in the world. Melanie, congratulations on the new single. And I also have to add, ahoy, matey.
Ahoy, Manfred, and thank you. We are so excited, and ooh, I'm ready to sail, aren't you?
Absolutely. So you know, I'm doing this here, then it's onto the boat, and off we go. Can you talk about first the Coolies? Can you remind us about why the Coolies formed?
The Coolies formed while Kim Shattuck was battling ALS. And as you had already said, Kim and I, we had been in the Pandoras together and then co-founded the Muffs together. And she, you know, we kept her very busy during the 2 years that she battled ALS. And one of her wishes was she wanted to do a band with one more band with me and a band with Palmyra Delran. And she's like, I wish I could do that. I wish we could do it. Or her toe be the thing that spoke for her because she couldn't speak. She was paralyzed. But, you know, Palmyra said, well, we can. And her eyes opened up all big and we did it. And little Stephen, he was like, whatever you guys want. You know, let's do it. Let's, you know, and we have this idea to make an EP and raise money for ALS. And we did it. And little Stephen and you guys and everyone were just incredible.
Oh, thanks. Wow. So our coolest song of the world this week, a new release from the Coolies, Bad Bad Boy. And the song is credited to both Kim and Palmyra. And my understanding is that it came from a demo that Kim had made. Are there other demos she made? And if so, why decide on this one? What is it about this tune that needed to be done?
So as far as demo, it's not recorded off of a demo. It's a brand new recording. So Kim left Palmyra and myself with song ideas. She had a lot that she had not completed. So she had, you know, maybe like on a voice memo or things like that, little recordings where there were pieces of songs. And she said, you guys, write these songs, finish these songs. These are going to be our songs. So that's what we did. And we have a lot more. So Palmyra, she picked that song. I have one that I'm going to be working on in the future. And on her idea, it had her kind of humming along with a melody. And then part of the song, and so Palmyra finished writing it. They wrote it together, and then we recorded it.
Well, the vocal melody kind of cadence kind of reminds me of something that the Muffs might have done. Do you know if Kim ever presented this idea as a possible Muff song, or this was just something she directed specifically for you guys?
No, it was not a Muff song. This was just ideas. So what she would do, she would have her guitar, and she would, you know, when you think of something and you're writing a song, you'll like pull out the chords and you know, record it down so you remember, so you don't forget. So it was just something like that. And like I said, she had many, many ideas like that. And she wanted us to finish her ideas. And we said, we will. We will always do that for you. We will always do that together.
Well, there is my understanding too is that there's somehow she's represented like a ghost vocal or something like that on the single. Can you tell us how is she represented on the recording?
So when we record, you know, she's always going to be a part of our recording. She'll always be in it somehow and a part of it. So obviously the song was written by her and Palmyra. And the idea that she had, Jeff Stanoff, our amazing Jeff Stanoff, engineer, producer, he pulled her humming melody. And so it's in the song. You can hear it very clearly. It's right before my organ lead. And, you know, it just fit in there perfectly. And it feels, I cried when I first heard it, because Kim, besides being in bands with me, she is my best friend in the whole entire world. And, you know, never have either of us had anybody like that in our lives. And, you know, we are always together wherever she is. And she is always with me with every single thing I do. And so having her in that, it felt just right. It felt like, oh my God, there you are. There's your, you know. And the thing is, like, she always said her wish was to be a ghost. She wanted to be a ghost and come and haunt people. So there you go. You know, it just seemed appropriate to call it a ghost echo, because, you know, it's in the background in a section of the song.
Well, the recording also features Clem Burke from Blondie on the drums and Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's on the bass. And Clem has since passed away. But first, how did you get those two involved with the recording?
So Wicked Cool Records put out our single King of Confusion, which is amazing. And it's a Go-Go's song, Go-Go's cover. And Kathy Valentine played bass on it, and Clem Burke played drums on that. Palmyra and I, we had played some live shows with Clem before with Palmyra's solo stuff. And Clem played drums on that, and he's like, hey, do you want to see if Kathy will play bass on it? And Kathy's like, oh yeah, we'll love to play bass. So that's kind of how that came about. And so, you know, just moving forward, Kathy and Clem said that they, you know, wanted to continue recording with us. And so we had the song and we presented it to them, because we recorded, you know, we made a little demo, Palmyra and I, and then we sent it to Clem and Kathy. And so these are our songs. And so, you know, at the time, and they said, yeah, we want to do it and stuff. And so the closer, you know, as a little time went by, obviously, you know, Clem Burke has passed away. We love Klumberg. Incredible, incredible. The best drummer in the world and sweetest man ever. And so we weren't sure, you know, how he felt about wanting to record. And, you know, he wanted to record. He was sick and he recorded those drums for us. And it, you know, it means everything in the world. And I know that feeling of how he felt being being ill, not because of me ever being ill like that, but because of spending all my time with Kim when she was dying. You know, you have to be yourself. You have to feel like who you are, and you don't ever want to stop that. So, you know, he played drums on these two songs, and then Kathy recorded bass, and you know, these songs are just everything in the world. They sound amazing, and we are honored, you know, that he wanted to do that with us and Kathy as well.
Well, the lineup of the single then is yourself, Palmyra, Kathy, and Clem, of course, Kim's ghost echo. The lineup here for the cruise, though, is different. So who all is in the band playing as the coolies for the cruise?
Okay, coolies for the cruise. So I'm just going to say, Kathy absolutely wanted to do it, and she was unable to do it. But we're very happy about this. So Karen Bassett, who was in the Pandoras with me and I've played with like my whole life pretty much, she is going to be playing bass. And, you know, it just makes complete sense. And we know, you know, Kim would love that. And then on drums is Linda Pittman, who's in the Baseball Project. She's married to Steve Wynn. She's in the Minus Five. She was originally in the Zuzu Pedals. And, you know, we're so excited because she's badass. They're both so badass. And it's just, we have a lot of songs here we're going to play. And we are so excited to play together. It's really great. And the best thing also is, like, Kim's wishes were for Palmyra and me to always continue on the coolies, always continue recording, and she wanted us to tour. So here we are. We're playing Underground Garage Cruise. Yes.
So let me make sure, because I want to make sure I understand it. So have the coolies ever performed live yet?
No. So this is actually our debut. The closest we got to doing a coolies song was when Palmyra and I played with Clem Burke. And Kim was still alive, and we did Uh-Oh. And we had played a show, and it was aired live, broadcasted live. So Kim got to see it. And she like, tears came out of her eyes. She was so thrilled to see us and have Clem Burke playing on her song. So, you know, I know all of this. This, you know, and then the she had wishes for a lot of things, even we'll probably talk about it in a minute, the B-side. But this is our debut, and it's really exciting, and we've been practicing, and I have flown to New York
to rehearse.
Yes, I'm rehearsing.
Right, so you went to New York, and then you guys rehearsed, and now you're going to we'll be setting sail in a couple of hours.
That's right.
So wait, have you ever even been on a cruise before?
Only once.
where was that cruise to?
That was to Mexico. It was a 3-day cruise. But, you know, this, are we going like over the Bermuda Triangle?
Well, yeah, sure. We're in the Bahamas. It's the Bermuda Triangle is really big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, we could totally get zapped into some other time portal and come out the other end and they're like dinosaurs everywhere. Now, would that be cool?
Sure. I'm up for anything. As long as we're all together.
Oh yeah. That's it. We'll all go together when we go. Has anyone like given you any advice about being on a cruise?
No, my biggest issue has been packing.
Oh yeah. I was going to ask, how many shoes are you bringing?
God, oh my gosh. I have like 6 pairs. It's ridiculous. You know, it's like I have a little suitcase and I have to put all these clothes I have with me. And it was so tough to try to figure out what to put in there because I always overpack. But, you know, as far as a cruise, I think I don't get seasick. So, you know, it's I can't wait, you know, once we take off here. And it's just so pretty. And I know, you know, it's a, like rock and roll cruise with everybody. I know so many people on this cruise, as do you. And it's kind of like a big party. And then, there's, you know, a lot of it's kind of fun, too, because like when I post stuff on social media, a lot of people, they respond and they're like, I'll see you on there. And it's like, oh, wow, this is so cool. You know, people I've never met before that are fans and stuff and they're here.
Well, the headliners include Social Distortion, X, Rocket from the Crypt, of course, ton of other artists playing. I mentioned like the Baseball Project, Linda's playing with them on board, Minus Five playing. What are some of the artists or groups that you're looking forward to checking out?
Oh, the Woggles.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Baby.
It'll be you. It's all for you, baby. It's all for you.
You know, I know. No, everybody, like, you know, I love L7. We used to rehearse in the same place together. Of course, Social Distortion, we've toured with them. X are awesome. Reverend Horton Heat. I love Deke. I know he's playing. And
you mean Deke Dickerson, right?
Yeah, Deke Dickerson's playing. The Flaming Groovies. I love Cyril. You know, it goes there. I want to see Linda Gail Lewis. I'm really excited about that. I know Los Straight Jackets. It's, I know I'm missing, but there's almost like every single band on it, you know, on this cruise with us is just so cool. It's so fun. So I'm really excited about this. It's been, you know.
So when you did, let me ask you this. So when you did that cruise before you went to Mexico, where was the cruise headed?
It was from LA down to Sonora, Encinito, whatever it is. It was like a 3-day little cruise. So it's kind of funny. It stopped in San Diego. One of the stops, it's like, oh, okay. I've been there. But you know what? And then we got to Mexico. We got out. Unfortunately,
That's what I'm asking about. I want to figure out. So on this one, we stop in Nassau, the Bahamas. I mean, are you going to get off the boat? Is it worth getting off the boat? What do you think?
Yeah. Hello. You're going to get off the boat with us.
Sure.
Yes, we have to. It's fun walking around. It's when I was in Mexico, we had a little tour. We were supposed to see some blowhole thing, the world's biggest blowhole. It got messed up. So in the Bahamas, where we get off, I'm not exactly sure. I'm not going to sign up for a specific tour or anything, but I want to like cruise around and I like to shop. I want to get stuff. So I'm excited. I can't wait to get off.
Well, all right. So we're going to have a lot of making a lot of memories happen this weekend. And when we're all done, we're back on landlubbers again, and you'll be back in LA. I know that you, along with Karen, you mentioned Karen playing in the Coolies, and also Sherry Kaplan, who was in the Pandora. So three of you ladies have been performing as the Tigerellas, but recently you decided instead to go back to using the name the Pandoras. Why is that? Why'd you decide to call yourselves the Pandoras again?
You know, the thing is, we never stopped being the Pandoras. So the whole time we had decided to say the Tigerellas, you know, love the name. We're keeping the name too, you know, for if we want to do something with it. But the whole time we have been performing as the Pandoras, as you know, and we've been playing all Pandora songs. So it just made sense that we just continue going by the Pandoras. And it's, you know, it feels so good to continue playing the songs that I've played my entire life, basically, you know, from a child, and to continue doing this with the people that mean everything in the world to me, that are, you know, complete talented badasses, you know, as you said, with Karen and Sherry still with me, us Pandoras. And then we have added Natalie Grace Sweet, playing bass, and I had played with her before, and she, you know, it just feels really great. We have a bunch of new shows for the summer. We have like probably like five or six great shows coming up, and yeah, it feels good.
Well, we need to give a listen to the single's B-side. It's called Over You. I know that the song's a cover. This that mod revival band, UK mod revival band Squire, did it. They formed like in the late 70s, but they're actually are still active. Why do this song? Who picked this song to cover?
Okay, so Kim picked this song before she passed away.
Really?
Yes, she did. So she picked it because at the time, me and her, you know, I was with her like every day and night, sleeping in her house by her side, and we listened to music all of the time, just, you know, making playlists and blasting music because music like is just everything in the world. And she knew that that song, I had gotten really into that band and I just loved that song. And we were playing that song along. So her Toby device that spoke for her, because it wasn't her real voice, it said, "You guys, the Coolies, are going to cover this song." And because it was my favorite song and she knew how much I loved it. And so I'm like, me and Palmyra were like, okay. And she went and she got all the lyrics. And she mapped it all out for us. She said, okay, you guys, you girls, you gals, you're going to cover this song. You're going to record it. It's going to be a single. And then you guys are going to tour. And look what we're doing. We did that. And we're going on the world's coolest cruise.
Yeah. Melanie, thank you so much for chatting with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you, Manfred. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I'll see you later. I'll see you later properly on the boat.
Yeah.
And right now, we're going to take a listen to the B-side, Over You, from the Coolies and Little Steven's Underground Garage. A tad of their B-side, Over You. That's the Coolies and Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's Melanie Vammon for speaking with me on today's Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza and Kurt Baker for producing our podcast. Longtime rockers of Super Suckers, they've got themselves a new album coming out in the fall, and they've recently released a new single from it. It's titled Maybe I'm Just Messing With You. We'll find out about the single and the upcoming album next time around when I'm joined by the band's Eddie Spaghetti. That's your next Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Over you, I heard the other day, something strange, but it changed my way. I heard a word.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.